Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. Please don't turn this off. But today, I'm going to talk a little sports ball. I know. Not everybody's cup of tea, but I gotta talk about Super Bowl 55 that took place earlier this week. I like to preface this by letting you know I am a lifelong Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. As long as I can remember, I've been a fan of the Bucs. I'd also like to preface this by saying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers also have the worst win percentage in all of American professional sports. Perennial losers, also known as the Succaneers, with only one exceptional year in 2002 that led to a Super Bowl championship. Other than that, we haven't even won a playoff game since that championship in 02. But this season, we made key adjustments to our lineup, bringing in huge talent, most notably the greatest football player of all time, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., aka Tom Brady. This, along with great coaching and other key pickups, helped lead the way to not only our first playoff win in almost 20 years, but also another Super Bowl championship. I'm literally watching the championship boat parade as I talk to you right now. And all it took was some adjustment. Now, when we feel like losers, when we were lost, when we had nothing for us, we turn to Jesus. We bring Jesus into our life like the Bucks brought in Brady. Now, I'm not comparing Tom Brady to Jesus because Jesus is incomparably greater than Tom Brady. But what I'm saying is when we brought Jesus into our lives, we became winners too. The Bible says in John 3:16, a classic verse, I know, that whosoever believes in him, talking about Jesus, shall not perish but have everlasting life. In another famous verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and all things have become new. So even though we were once lost, losers, or down in our lives, when we accepted Jesus, we became something new. We became winners. Because Jesus died, and then he rose again and defeated death and sin. So make adjustments in your life. Embrace being a new creature. Replace those things that kept you down with Jesus, your Bible, or even ministry. And remember, now that we have Jesus in our lives, we are all champions. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing. Oh, and go Bucks.